title. Prevalence of digestive parasites of dogs in central Mexico. Authors: Emmanuel Hernandez Valdivia, Wandy Diaz Martinez Robles, Arturo Gerardo Valdivia Flores, Carlos Cruz Vazquez, Raul Ortiz Martinez, Teodulo Quezada Tristan. Abstract. Objective: to identify the abundance and prevalence in infection by digestive parasites, DPS, and their seasonal distribution in dogs from Aguascalientes, Mexico. Materials and methods: a statistically representative sample, N equals 927, systematically selected, first in each 10, of stray or owner's surrendered dogs at a local animal control and welfare center was examined. Immediately after legal euthanasia, pre-anesthetic plus anesthetic overdose, the entire intestine was removed, and intestinal contents were sieved, macroscopically visible helminths were collected, a stool sample was then examined in duplicate by flotation, McMaster, and Lugol's stain smear. Results: the prevalence of DPS was 42.8%. Elevated prevalence values were detected among puppies, 60.6%, in dogs with lower body weight, 72.7%, also in stray dogs, 57.5%, compared with those voluntarily surrendered by their owners, 37.5%, p0.01. The DPS prevalence values were determined: Dipylidium canninum, 26.2%, Tinea spp. 4.0%, Giardia spp. 13.6%, Cystwasispora spp. 7.8%, Sarcocystis spp. 5.3%, Toxocara canis, 14.0%, Ancelostoma canninum, 12.9%, Uncinaria stenocephala, 4.2%, Toxoscaris leonina, 0.5%, and Onsecula canis, 0.1%. The DPS reached a high prevalence with hundreds of adult forms in the intestine and thousands of eggs or oocysts per gram of feces. Conclusions: these results indicated a high prevalence of DPS in dogs of central Mexico, especially in the population segment constituted by stray, young and underweight animals, which is relevant in public health due to its recognized zoonotic capacity. Keywords: Canidae, host-parasite interactions, parasite load, parasitic diseases, stray dogs. This and other articles can be found on the journal MVZ Cordoba page.